What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Bologna. Paul.
How you doing?
Welcome. Welcome back to the studio.
Happy to be on.
So this broke for everybody on Wednesday that you are running for the Assembly. So introduce yourself, and why do you want to get into this crazy political game?
Well, thank you very much. My name is Paul Bologna. For the past 15 years, I have been I've been working in the state legislature under some of the most respected members of the state legislature, including Assemblyman Mike Norris. I was his chief of staff, Assemblywoman Jane Corwin, Assemblyman Jim Hayes. So I've been doing this a while. That's a great question. A lot of people have asked me why I want to do this. And so, Joe, you know this. You have a 15-month-old. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old, and I'm doing it for them. And I know that sounds corny, but someone has to stay and someone has to fight for our kids' future. Look, I've been doing this for too long, and I have seen what the downstate agenda has done to New York State. People are flocking out of the state in a mass exodus. My wife is from South Carolina. She went to Clemson, as you know. I think we're playing each other, Va Tech and Clemson, November 9th.
November 9th. It's circled. I think College Game Day will be there.
All right.
It's circled on the schedule.
All right. Well, after Election Day, we might have to drive down to Blacksburg together. But
I got open seats, just letting you know.
I love it. Well, look, so, you know, we could have been another statistic. We could have moved out of New York State and started our family. But look, this is home. This is home for me. My family's here. You know, I want my kids to be able to get in the fall to go to Mayer Brothers. I want to go to Becker Farms with my kids. I want to go to a Bills games with my kids. Like that's how I grew up, and that's how I want my kids to grow up. But someone has to stay and fight. Someone has to go to Albany. Someone has to talk common sense. And that's why I'm doing this. I couldn't look at my kids and just do nothing. And that's really why I'm doing this. So
it's a great point. You know, people moving down, a lot of conservatives moving to Florida or somewhere down south. I mean, if you look at our app, a lot of our listenership comes from the state of Florida. But, you know, wanting to stay back. And to that point, staying back, if you get elected, you will be in the minority party in the Assembly. Now, this is something you've observed because it's been a while since the Republicans have been the majority party.
For sure.
What will that look like? And what is your plan as a member of the minority party in Albany?
Yeah, well, a couple things. One, this whole concept of, well, it's a blue state, you're a minority party, we're going to knock vote, or why are you even doing this? Well, you're just completely giving up at that point. That's absurd to me. Nothing great in life has ever been accomplished without great enthusiasm. And I am ready to fight for my community every single solitary day, tooth and nail. I want to inspire more people to come and join our cause of common sense in New York State. But this whole fallacy of a minority party not being able to do anything is just ridiculous. Ask the people on the southern shores of Lake Ontario during the flooding of Lake Ontario in 2017. Assemblyman Norris, with me at his side, was able to get millions of dollars in ready. So that's the Lake Ontario Resiliency Program, where we refortified the shore. We did breakwater walls in Olcott. We helped with water treatment plants up there. You know, we were able to, there's a baseball field in the city of Lockport that we were able to work in a bipartisan manner to make sure that the Lockport City School District was able to get funding for, or appropriate school aid funding to build that baseball field. So again, it's the Discover Niagara Shuttle. Assemblyman Norris passed legislation to make sure that that shuttle was actually able to get up and operate and travel throughout Niagara County. So again, the thought of a minority member not having any power, any influence, just shows a lack of understanding for the job and how to do the job. And I'm ready to do this day one without a doubt. So I dispel any of that talk.
Now, working with Assemblyman Norris, working with this district, I mean, this is a very widespread district, right? It goes three counties. You've got
two counties. Norris.
Two counties, and you've got Wirral. You've got the city of Lockport. I mean, there's probably a lot of issues in this district that some other districts in New York can't relate to.
For sure. I mean, One of the biggest ones, and again, this is a rural issue right now, is something of home rule and local control. And again, this is not a very salacious or scandalous issue. This is kind of in the weeds issue. But again, I think this is something that my experience in the past 15 years has prepared me for this job for. Over the past decade, New York State has been clawing back a local government's ability to dictate what happens in their own communities. That's insane, especially as it relates to electrical generating facilities. So up in Somerset, up in Royalton, Heartland, Lockport, there are massive wind and solar projects that the community is extremely against. But through we call it the gas stove ban, the CLCPA, Article 10, Article 23, the New York State government has basically eroded a local government's ability to have any type of say on that. That's absurd. So these are issues that I want to fight against. Look,
you sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Assembly Norris has a piece of legislation right now that I helped him draft that basically says the last part of an electrical generating facility has to go to a public referendum. The public should have to vote on if you're going to put 40 turbines, on Lake Ontario. And we're seeing it in southern shores of Lake Erie with the Cautile people. There are wind turbines on Lake Erie. So this is a massive problem, not a very sexy problem. But again, this is something that a minority voice is going to have to get up there and pound the table on because, we're taking away local control from local communities.
You bring up the gas stove ban. That was so huge when it was announced. Is that statewide one of the biggest things that you think will come up in this next term? What are some other issues statewide that you really want to be the voice against or the voice for?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of them. The gas stove ban, in my opinion, is just dumb. It's not a very good piece of legislation. I understand the political talking points for it, but it's not a very realistic bill. That kind of goes into the electric school buses too.
Yeah.
If I'm fortunate enough to win the seat, I'll be representing communities like Wilson, Newfane, Somerset, Royalton, Heartland, Middleport, Pendleton. These are rural areas. In the dead of winter, do you really want your kids on an electric bus that hasn't really proven to be reliable at this point? Look, there's a massive divide between downstate New York City, where things might work there, and up here. And the last thing that we need are more, majority voices, to throw their lot in with the downstate agenda. We need people up here saying, hey, this isn't going to work for our community. That's one. I was actually knocking on doors last week. I'm sorry, not last week. I'm getting all my days screwed up here. Thursday night. And I knocked on a door. It was a mom who is in a book club. She was talking about how her and her other moms in the book club have to worry about their cars being gone through because, whether it's in Kenmore, Lockport, City of Buffalo, there are people going through cars and they're getting caught. And then they're being released the very next day and going through cars again. This is the stuff that people are talking about. It's ridiculous.
That's that's one of the no bail, the no cash bail. That's the thing that I don't understand because you've had DAs, Democrat DAs,
yeah,
go to Albany, say we need to have more power at the county level, and just not being listened to by the majority. I think you're right. I think it's a lot of downstate influence, which seems very unique to the state of New York. I mean, the only thing I can think of close to this is upstate Virginia or northern Virginia,
yeah,
kind of controlling all of the state of Virginia.
Yeah, with the Beltway controls everything over there.
Yeah, and here we have downstate controlling all of upstate. I mean, you're going to be going against downstate Democrats,
yeah,
most of the time, I'm guessing, in Albany.
Yeah, and I've been relationships with people across the aisle in for years. And look, I am willing to have a discussion with anybody on any point. I consider myself a very open-minded person. But look, we can compromise on issues of mutual importance and mutual benefit, you know, in mutually benefiting issues without compromising our core values. So that's kind of the approach I've taken. That's the approach I'm going to take. You know, I'm a conservative. That's just, you know, how I was brought up. I'm not going to compromise my core values, but I'm absolutely willing to listen and work with anyone on issues that are going to benefit our community.
Now, the election is on Election Day, so yes. Like it's not an odd year election. You've got the Election Day, everyone going to the polls. What's the campaign look like? You had your announcement on this Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So what's the campaign look like from now to November?
Hitting as many community events and knocking on many doors. I like I said, I was already out knocking on doors. We did a parade yesterday up in the town of Newfane. I got to meet some great people up there. Went out to Olcott with my daughter, actually, which you should do at some point with your son. It's a lot of fun. But they have the carousel thing up there. Just honestly hitting every community event and knocking on as many doors as possible. I mean, that's really what it's going to be. I mean, people need to get to know me quickly, and that's what I plan on doing.
Now, while I got you here, any thoughts on what we saw at the DNC the last week? I know that was a curveball. We didn't talk about that before.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot of it, we talk a lot about inflation, right? And this is pertinent to New York State. I had a very good friend of mine once tell me that if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. And we talk about food prices, gas prices, school supplies. I just saw a 6% increase from last year in school supplies. You know, the building materials. So at the DNC, when they're talking about inflation being down, it's really insulting to people's livelihoods because it doesn't feel like it's down. And you're sure maybe it's down metrically from, you know, a couple months ago, but from 2 years ago, I promise you it's not. And you know how it is with, you know, diapers.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's insane. So again, you watch the pennies, the dollars take care of themselves. A lot of those pennies, a lot of the things, a lot of those little increases add up in a big way. It's affecting people's lives on a daily basis, and they don't feel like they're in a better spot than they were 4 years ago.
No, it feels like I'm living that Huey Lewis song.
Exactly.
Got my check on Friday, but it's already spent.
Exactly. And so, again, New York State nickel and dimes people in it here. I mean, look, my wife's family is from South Carolina. Her parents are both retired. We would love for them to come up here and be with us and our family and our young kids. It's not a weather problem. It is not. They love being up here. It is not a family problem. It's not a logistical problem. It is exponentially more expensive to live in New York State than it is in the South.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, we're talking about stopping people from leaving the state, let alone bringing people in.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. How did she win the what state you stay in argument?
Mean, well, you know, she's a Clemson fan, so I told her we'd be able to go to some Clemson games, you know, and go down there as much as possible during the year. But again, like I said, like this is where I grew up. This is where I want my kids to grow up. I want, you know, them to have a similar upbringing to myself. I grew up in a middle-class family. You know, both my parents have been small business owners. You know, I worked construction through college. Like, I'm just a regular, you know, guy who just wants to, you know, do well for his family. So I've been saying this to people because I genuinely care about this. I want to fight for your family like I fight for mine. And I truly, truly mean that.
All right, Paul, now your opponent will be on the show next week, mm-hmm. Former mayor of Lockport.
Yeah, her and I actually worked together when I was chief of staff for Assemblyman Norris. Got along great. We have philosophical differences on, you know, how we see the world and, you know, what we would like to see happen in New York State. But, a lot of respect for her.
See, that's how it should be. That's exactly how it should be. Well, Paul, any final pitch before we get out of here?
No, I look forward to seeing as many folks as I can. If you see me on your doorstep, please feel free. I'm willing to talk to anyone about any issues.
I will answer the door, Paul.
I appreciate that. Nope. I appreciate that.
Paul Bologna, he's running for the 144th Assembly District. 15 years working for this district seat.
The district changed a little bit because I was in Amherst,
right, yeah.
But yeah, almost 15 years working for this seat. Let me put it this way. There is no community in this district that I have not been to multiple times.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.